Father Ben wrote the column on page 2 of the bulletin this week, and if you haven't read that yet, I invite you to take a copy home on your way out of church and read it. Father Ben ties together the gospel from yesterday, John the Baptist, prepare the way of the Lord, with today's feast and Mary's being prepared for her mission that she received today in the gospel, the account of the Annunciation. And yesterday, Father Ben in his homily talked about how that preparation is primarily through the sacrament of reconciliation, that God works through our hearts in that sacrament to continue to help us to turn our lives over to Him, to let go of anything that's not of God, any sinfulness, and to be able to be ready. And how God did that for Mary is what today's feast is about. That in preparing Mary to receive the Son of God within her womb, God gave her a gift. We have not received that gift, but Mary has. The gift of being free from original sin from the very first moment of her life within the womb of her mother, Saint Anne. What we are like Mary in, though, is that we too are able to be freed from our sin as we continue to go to the Lord, continue to celebrate the sacraments, especially reconciliation, so that we can be like Mary and be ready for our mission. Because ultimately, conversion is about letting go of being in control of our lives and desiring to do God's will instead of our own. Mary was ready for that. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word. Let's pray today that that's the desire of our hearts as well, to prepare ourselves so that we may truly desire to do what is God's will for each of us.